Joined now on the air by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who is just coming off a work session last night with a couple of really big items on the agenda, including beginning the process of choosing a new town manager.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm good. It went well. It's the first meeting of this new constituted council, so that was fun, too, to see how people interact and talk, and that went really well. So
awesome.
It was good, yeah.
So what was the discussion about starting the process for a new town manager?
So the group, but we don't vote in work sessions, so
it was
a shaking of heads. I think they were impressed with the Developmental Associates proposal of having this inclusive process that reaches into the community, and we get to help figure out where they go in the community and have some open public sessions to gather input. And I thought it was interesting. He talked about, I thought we'd be talking about the characteristics we'd like to see in a manager, and he said, no, what you want to have is for people to tell you what they think the challenges are. And the things you're facing. What are going to be the issues you're facing? Because that can frame the type of individual you get. If it's a budgetary thing, if it's a values thing, if it's whatever it is. And I think that's going to be valuable information for the community to tell us what they think the challenge is, and the council to say what challenges we're facing. So I think that's going to be really informative. And then they will do a job posting in many different networks where people look for those kinds of positions. It'll be a national search. And we'll see what kind of candidates when we get the candidates back or the applications, then they do a process of scoring those and looking through all of them and bringing them to the council in categories of red, yellow, and green.
Okay.
Green go.
Green is good. Yeah.
And then council will meet in a closed session because this would be confidential information about individuals and see if they shift any from green to yellow or back and forth, that kind of thing. And then give the group a list of no more than 15, I think the requirement was, to go and do some emotional intelligence interviews interviews over the phone, and some more digging on those candidates to bring that information back. And then the council would look at that information and decide of no more than 5 that they'd like to interview, and then bring those in. And it's not a traditional interview, and I've done this before. I didn't know that's what this group was, but I did it as a town citizen before, where you're in a room, the candidate comes in, and you're a role-playing a situation.
Okay.
And the candidate has to help with the situation. It's not only what the information, but how they deal with the situation.
Okay.
So in my case back then, I was supposed to be a Parks and Rec citizen concerned about an issue and wanted to know how to bring it forward. And it was fascinating experience.
That's really interesting.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be a long process for the candidates going through all
of
this.
Yeah, it is. So they spend the whole day here. Those candidates would come in and spend the whole day and be in these different situations, which we made up of citizens, partners, staff, and stakeholders. And then all that information's put together. It's not ranked. It's just put together and given to the council, and then they do an interview. by that process, they said they could do it, start to finish in a couple month period, in 3 months. I think it's more me 6 months. I know our community. We like to really vet things out.
Right.
But our goal was to try to have somebody in place by the end of June or identified. Our current manager, Roger Sansel, has agreed to stay on to help shepherd the new person. And we have a lot of partners we deal with as a university town, as a town that's amongst a county with other towns, with our partners in Durham, with our partners in Carrboro and Hillsborough and Orange County and Chatham County, as we're all growing together in UNC and UNC Healthcare. And I'm sure I'm leaving out some, but it's important. And I'm really, we're very fortunate that Roger's willing to take whoever the new manager is and help establish those connections.
It's a good position to be in, too, for a town. You're having a town manager who is retiring but staying around, as opposed to, I got a new job, I'm leaving in 2 weeks, bye.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that was a question brought up, why aren't we moving to an interim manager? Well, you do that when you do get an abrupt leaving or not as much time, so that you can get somebody in there to help make sure. But we have a great staff, and Roger has agreed to help us out, which is wonderful. And so I see this process going well.
Cool. So that was discussed at the work session. Also, we talk about a strategic plan for the town.
Yes. So we try to work through, and the staff's done a good job of putting together what we said last year that our goals were and what we've been saying all along. And we take that information to the retreat. And we set the goals for the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so goal setting is done every 2 years here and runs on the election cycle. And so we talked about different goals, and we were doing a little more reorganizing last night. But affordable housing was on there, environmental, economic development, connecting, getting people around, all that was on there too. So we'll see what that looks like.
Awesome. Yeah. And the retreat's coming up on
in February.
Early February, right?
So, yeah, new council members have a lot on their plate right now to get up to speed. One of the things that new folks do when they come in is go to the School of Government's training session for newly elected officials. That's a 2 full day, and they actually picked the weekend we normally do the retreat. So we had to bump it around a little bit. So we got that going on.
Cool. So what else is going on in town?
Well, so Martin Luther King Jr. Day is on Monday, but there have been a lot of events that are coming up for that. There's the UNC banquet for scholarships on Sunday evening at the Friday Center that you can get tickets to. I don't know if they're sold out yet or not, but we are going to be partnering with a march starting at Peace and Justice Plaza at 9 o'clock on Monday morning, and then walking and marching down the street to First Baptist Church, where there'll be coffee and conversations, and then a service in the church there. I filmed a video yesterday, I guess it was, for Duke Energy does one for their, from the different mayors, greeting to their employees and talking about this. But I was fascinated by this year's theme was courage. And talking about standing up for what's right, but the courage to face your fears and do what's best and do the right thing. And I said in this video, as a mayor, I get to see courage all the time. We have many people, whether it's small steps or big steps, who are courageous, and they don't do it for themselves usually. They do it on behalf of others. And because of this community, we really believe in doing what's right. And in these uncertain times right now, with all that's going on with our DACA students, with the TPS, with the El Salvadorian coming up, people are scared. And it isn't that we know it's not the right thing, but to stand up and to help. There's going to be a press conference Saturday in Durham. About the TPS, temporary status for the El Salvadorians, and standing together. There's strength in unity, and it also helps you feel better about doing this. But and again, back to courage, courage to do the right thing, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it seems insurmountable in these times. But I thought it was a great theme to pick for this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the march is really just the beginning because UNC's got a whole week of events.
They do. There's a lot of them. And if I listed them all here, we'd be here for... So check out the websites. There's things going on there. We're gonna have a kickoff next week as well for Frederick Douglass Day celebration. Yeah. On the 18th, we start that.
Yep.
So that's going to be fun. That's got a week-long list of events as well, too.
Yeah. And those events are going to go for the better part of the year, right?
Yeah.
Once they get started, there will be events all year long.
Yeah.
Women's March on the 20th, which is that Saturday. So, and then HKONJ and a whole bunch of other opportunities to speak out, too.
Use that courage.
Yep.
Find that courage to show up, stand up, and to speak up.
Absolutely.
And come on out, and let's do that. All
Sounds
right.
good.
We've been looking at what our initiatives are for this spring coming forward with the process of hiring a new manager, with new council members, with all this going on. And so I met with some group. We're still trying to work on what we do with our youth. What opportunities do we have for them? So we're going to be calling together a roundtable. I'll have more information later, but met with different groups who are interested in this. What does this look like for our community? What services are we already providing? Where are we doing it? Where are the gaps? You know, how can we help kids be successful from all ranges and feel part of the community? And a good example yesterday was talking about is how our senior center pulls everybody. Everybody knows if you're a senior, you can go to the senior center, and there's all kinds of opportunities there you. Even if you're visiting, you can go for the senior center. So we're looking at that kind of thing and how we do better in our community for our youth. So that's been a big thing this week.
The Street Scene Teen Center, I was able to go there a little while, like a couple of months ago, and it's such a great space.
It's such a terrific space, but it's a small space
down at the bottom. It could be bigger and better, but it's such a versatile space with so much possibility even there, and the more we can expand.
Yes,
that's
part of pulling all that together and finding out what's going on with it. We have that new dashboard for affordable housing that we're putting out there as a test. It'll be on the web soon. But it's I like to think that our public, and I know I'm a very visual learner and receiver of information, and sometimes a picture or a dashboard is worth 1,000 words with graphics. Help me get a grasp of it and can go back to it and see where we're going. So we're looking at doing that, and that's tied together with strategic planning and how we go through all that. So that's out there, too. We're also doing some community conversations with our foreign-born residents. We've got one scheduled next Tuesday at the Seymour Center at 9 a.m., and we're talking to them about town services. We're hearing from them what's working well, what's not, and there's going to be childcare provided. But it's all about integrating in with the community and understanding each other and being able to offer services in a way that people want them and feeling successful both ways, both giving and receiving and interacting together. So I'm looking forward. I'm going to be at one of those sessions to hear. I think we're offering a couple of them just to get started to see what's going on with that.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Go Triangle's getting ready for some sessions coming up. There's going to be a transit-oriented development session next week as well. Again, check our website for all this. We have a town council meeting on the 17th. There's going to be lots of pulling together. The Affordable Housing Summit's been postponed till or rescheduled, I guess,
okay.
February.
Oh, they did reschedule
they
it
did.
Then. Okay.
I'm going to mix dates up, so this I'm going to put the
okay.
wrong dates
well, we'll
out
get
there.
We'll get the word out once we get the once they get the word out. But yeah, that was the summit that was going to be on the day that it snowed, right? And then it got rescheduled or postponed. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I'm glad that's still happening. I know they said postpone and we'll reschedule at a later
date. You've got to re-register, though, because they're including lunch with this, so they got to figure out how the numbers. So it's out there. If you were scheduled, go back. You should have gotten an email about re-signing it for that. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Good.
I know that was like really much anticipated because it's going to be on the agenda for the strategic plan. It's going to be a town goal for the next 2 years and beyond. And it's one of the biggest issues facing us.
It was asked last night, where are we on applications and vacancy rates for the DHIC Greenfields? Mm-hmm. We only have 2 vacancies.
Okay.
There were so many wonderful applications and people excited. Those vacancies, you can check with our housing board or with the DHIC. Specific income ranges, and it was a 1-bedroom and a 2-bedroom. So that shows the need. It shows, and people are excited. So, yeah.
Sounds good. And then I don't know if you can say anything about this right now. We're going to talk about it more next week, but town university initiative on registering for parties off campus.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So more of that's coming out too.
Yeah.
We learned a lot about that when we were in Boulder and how the program works and registering for a party so that you can work with the community and your neighbors, but also law enforcement and the university. So I'll let those that have the particulars speak more about it. But the thought process is if you register for a party, then you only get the warning. And if something's getting noisy, they call or text you. I guess they text you. So that you get an opportunity to correct that before we have to show up and shut things down. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's worked well in other college towns. So we're going to give this a shot. And I'm very hopeful for the results of that.
Sounds good. Townofchapelhill.org for more information on Chapel Hill government. Diversity.unc.edu is the MLK Week website with all of the events and happenings on campus. And then obviously the march and rally on Franklin Street, 9 a.m. on Monday morning, beginning at Police and Justice Plaza, heading down to First Baptist Church. Anything else going on?
I just want to give a shout out to our town employees that helped with our snow.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
And to our residents who stayed off the roads when we asked them to. We had about 15 abandoned cars the next morning. The snow came down fast and furious. It was one of those, again, perfect storms. They always seem to happen that way. We weren't planning to get that much snow. No one predicted we would get that much snow. And it was so cold that even the brine was going to freeze out. Mm-hmm. We were brining and sanding, but it takes a while, and then it doesn't melt. You've got these, it starts to melt, and then you get this black ice situation. But people were really, they heeded the call to stay off the roads. We were really grateful. But our crews were out there working 24/7 for 4 days in a row and getting ready and preparing afterwards. We did a really great job considering what the conditions we had to work with. It's always fascinating. So a big shout out to our crews for working so hard. And there's some nasty bugs going around, folks. And just do your best. Wash your hands.
Everyone's got the crud.
Stay home. We're dropping like flies. I think people working hard. Me. So anyway, stay healthy, be safe, and we'll talk to you.
We got one of the email from some organization about staying healthy during flu season, and one of them was don't overdo it. If you start to get sick, stay home. Don't go in. Don't try to do everything. Another piece of advice was don't exercise too much, because if you overexert yourself, it weakens your immune system. I'm like, this is the greatest excuse ever.
Your New Year's resolution just gotta.
It's like stay away. Why haven't you been to the gym in 20 years? Well, I'm just trying to stay flu free. That's the problem.
I was trying to stay healthy.
That's perfect.
That is pretty good. Drink lots of fluid. Yep. Watch the alcohol intake and there stay healthy. And if you are sick, please stay home. Yep. But everyone, wash your hands.
Yes. Townofchapelhill.org for more information. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.